The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, July 24th, 2016, is from the letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him. For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. May the Lord bless this reading of His Word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, New International Version. International Bible Lessons, Sunday, July 24th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson commentary below. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson with other Bible students and teachers through the International Bible Lesson Commentary website. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Romans 5, 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When we place our faith in Jesus Christ for salvation by the law of faith, Romans chapter 3, verse 27, we have peace with God because God has declared us to be right with Him, justified, and in a right relationship with Him, reconciled. Furthermore, we have peace within our hearts and minds. We are no longer at war against God. We are no longer His enemies. And God no longer considers us enemies or in rebellion against His kingdom. For we have been changed, and the Holy Spirit indwells us. We are no longer at war against the followers of Jesus Christ, or at war within ourselves. We love to follow and obey Jesus Christ because He is our Lord and Savior. Our Lord has saved us by His free grace and power as a gift, a gift we totally do not deserve and could never earn. Romans 5:2. Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. We stand before God by God's grace, forgiveness, and pardon for our sins. We obey the law of faith and trust in Jesus Christ for our salvation. We are justified. We stand in the presence of God as one of God's friends, instead of one of God's enemies, as one of His loving and devoted children, by our adoption into God's family. We are reconciled. By faith in Jesus Christ, we stand in joy and peace in the presence of God, which is made possible by God's friendship and fatherhood toward us, expressed to us through our Lord Jesus Christ and His work in our lives. We now have hope, the assurance and conviction that what God has promised to do in and for us, God will do. Through Jesus Christ, we will be enabled to show forth the glory of God, the image of God, and after our resurrection from the dead, we will be glorified. We can boast in God the Father, in Jesus Christ, and in Jesus' gracious words and works, but not in our faith or works. Romans 5:3. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. We glory in God and the future that God has prepared for every believer in Jesus Christ. We also glory in our sufferings, because our sufferings are not meaningless. God has a plan to use our sufferings for our good always. Through trusting in Jesus, whose Spirit lives and works within us, our sufferings will make us better believers and better able to bring God honor and glory and glorify God in every situation. Whether or not our sufferings are removed in this life, the Holy Spirit will work in us while we suffer and empower us to persevere in faithful trust and obedience to Jesus while we suffer. We glory in this fact and the opportunity we have to show forth the faithfulness of God to His children. Romans 5:4. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. As we suffer as believers, we are conscious of making a choice, often repeatedly, and sometimes after great struggles, to persist in faithful obedience to God in Christ, rather than give up and turn away from God. As we choose to trust in Jesus with the Holy Spirit's guidance and power, our character, our moral power and consistency of purpose to keep loving God, others, and ourselves, further develops and glorifies God. Perseverance and character development are not automatic or mechanical, but through our faith in Jesus Christ. Therefore, our hope of obtaining God's future for us becomes more assured, and we become spiritually stronger to face life's challenges. Romans 5:5. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. As Job suffered, his friends and Satan unjustly tried to make him feel ashamed and guilty and deserving of God's punishment. Similar afflictions and comforts can happen to those who keep trusting in Christ while they suffer. Through the Holy Spirit, God pours out His love into the hearts of everyone who believes in Jesus Christ for salvation. The loving work of the indwelling Holy Spirit will grant us assurance of God's everlasting love and grace in our suffering. Believers do not need to rely on their feelings of being loved by God while they suffer. Rather, they trust in God's Word that the Holy Spirit has brought home to their hearts as they have studied and applied the Scriptures over the years. The Holy Spirit has indeed been given to all who believe in Jesus Christ, and they know His love and peace. Therefore, their suffering will not make them ashamed, no matter what their accusers may say. Romans 5, 6. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. According to God's perfect timing, Christ died for the ungodly. And Paul has already proved that Jews and Gentiles have behaved in ungodly ways. That includes us today. Because we have behaved in ungodly ways, we are unable to save ourselves or stand in the presence of God in the right, as righteous or justified, apart from the work of Jesus Christ and our faith in Him. We are powerless to make ourselves right with God. God Himself began to make us right with Him when Christ died for the ungodly, which includes us. And God completes our justification, makes us right in His sight, and just on the great day of judgment, when we repent of our sins and believe in Jesus Christ and His sacrifice for our sins. Romans 5, 7. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. A righteous person, in this context, is one who appears to be right before the watching world. In their own eyes, the Pharisees were righteous because of their works according to their laws. Rarely will someone die in the place of someone who lives like the Pharisees acted in their presence. A good person is probably one who strives to do good to others or help people in need. Paul wrote that a good person might so win the admiration or love of someone that they might be willing to die in their place for them. Romans 5, 8. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When God looked, and looks, at sinners, and all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3, 23, God does not see righteous and good people, because God looks into our hearts. But rather than see us all judged and condemned to eternal death because we have violated God's law of love, God has proven His love for us by sending Jesus Christ to die for us, so God could be just when He justifies us. Because we know these facts, even while we suffer, we have hope for the future and for the glory of God that we will experience in ever greater measures throughout eternity. Romans 5, 9. Since we have been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? No matter what we feel, or what is happening to us or around us, we have the hope, the assurance of God's fulfilled promises and works, that we will be saved from God's just punishment on the great day of judgment, the day of God's wrath. By grace, Jesus Christ shed His blood as a sacrifice on our behalf, and we have been justified and have peace with God now and forever through faith in Him. We know we will be saved on the great day of judgment, because God's love has been poured into our hearts, and the Holy Spirit has been given to us. Romans 5:10. For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Paul emphasized the benefits of faith in Jesus Christ, and we begin to consciously receive these benefits when we believe in Jesus Christ. We do not trust in our imperfect life and works, or what we hope to do in the future, but we trust in the life and works of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again for us before we ever repented and began to love and trust in Jesus or our Heavenly Father. Since Jesus has done all that Paul has described, and even more for us while we were still God's enemies, by His life and work in our lives, we have the assurance that He can and will give us eternal life as He promised. See John chapter 3, verse 16. Romans 5:11. Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. When we sinned against God and refused to love God and others as we ought, we sinned personally against a personal God, not some distant potentate who is concerned only for his selfish interests and obedience to his rules. After we rebelled against God and brought disgrace upon ourselves, we could not have an acceptable personal relationship with God because of our true moral guilt. A judge in a courtroom can justify or condemn us impersonally without ever desiring to have a personal, loving relationship with us. But God created us in His image, and God loves us and wants to have an eternal, loving, personal relationship with us. Therefore, Jesus Christ came into the world to justify, pardon, and forgive guilty sinners. Through Jesus Christ, God has established a personal, loving relationship between God and us. Jesus prays for us as our High Priest in heaven. God the Father hears and answers His prayers for us, and the Holy Spirit indwells us to comfort and guide us. These are some of the fruits of reconciliation that we have received by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Our reconciliation is with and through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our justification through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ made our reconciliation possible. Our God and King, the Judge of the universe, wants to have a personal, loving, everlasting relationship with us. And through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, we have become true and lasting friends with God and members of His forever family. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What kind of peace do believers in Jesus Christ have through faith in Him? 2. When is boasting wrong, and when is it right? 3. Give one reason the followers of Christ can glory in their sufferings. 4. What reason did Paul give for our hope as believers not putting us to shame? 5. What were we like when Christ died for us? International Bible Lesson. Jesus justifies and reconciles God's enemies. Romans 5, 1-11, Sunday, July 24, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Romans 5:10. For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? In Romans chapter 5, we learn that Jesus died for people described as powerless, ungodly, sinners, and God's enemies. Paul explained why Jesus died for such people. God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Most Christians will admit that they have done things that were sinful and ungodly, and though forgiven, they still need God's help to overcome temptations. Therefore, Paul assured believers that Jesus Christ lives and will save them through His life. Earlier in his letter, Paul wrote that those who have placed their faith in Jesus and His death for them will be declared justified, or right with God. On the day of judgment, God will declare they are justified and free to live forever in His kingdom. Similar to a human judge in a court of law, judging a defendant not guilty, and free to live in human society. A human judge probably does not desire a close personal relationship with every person who comes to trial in their courtroom. But God loves us, and wants a loving, personal relationship with everyone who repents and believes in Jesus. To be reconciled by God through faith in Jesus Christ means we stop being God's enemy, with Jesus bringing us into a close, loving, personal relationship with God the Father, Himself, and the indwelling Holy Spirit. Because Jesus lives, He will graciously save us from sin, judgment, and eternal death. All who are justified by God and reconciled to God, and He will give them freely eternal life. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.